Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. It's Malcolm Cox with my magic moments from the last week or so in my life, a summary of what's been going on my website, the podcasts, the YouTube videos, the blogging, as well as my own personal life, and looking forward to the week ahead, and I'll come on to that a little bit later. But it has been a wonderful time just to be back in our own home. We were away for, well, I suppose in total quite a while with our daughter's wedding, and that happened. That was fantastic. She's married. Excellent. And Penny and I had some time away for our 34th wedding anniversary, which most of you will know about, and that was fantastic as well. It was really good to be able to just reconnect after all the busyness of the wedding, which was wonderful, but took a lot out of us and stretched our relationship somewhat. And we needed some space and time just together in a cottage in Oxfordshire, just the two of us, to walk and talk and, well, all kinds of things that helped us reconnect in our love for one another, which I believe and hope, I believe, is still as strong today, and maybe stronger, I think, than it ever has been in these last 34 years. So we're back into whatever normal routine is, and I've got a few thoughts to share before I get into what I've been doing this week online. So first, just some thoughts from being away reminded me of how amazing God is, looking at creation and the importance of opening our eyes deliberately to see God. We hear so much bad news online and in the news, the media. There is some tough stuff going on in the world, but God is still amazing. And sometimes we have to stop and open our eyes and see what's around us. We don't have to go far. This time last year, I was regretting not having done some blackberry picking. There was a good harvest, but I just kept putting off going out to pick these free blackberries on the bushes near where we live. This year, I decided to put that right. So I've been out a couple of times just to pick some blackberries. And I picked a couple of big bags of them this week when Ben Dannett rang me and I put my AirPods in and I went and spoke to him on the phone whilst picking blackberries. I came home with two big bags of blackberries, washed and cooked. They're now some of them in the fridge to go on my breakfast porridge. Some are in the freezer to give us a taste of summer when the winter comes. It's free food. I mean, how can we argue with that? How can we not take advantage of free food? How sad that would be. And it reminds me of the line in the song we sometimes sing, "Shall they starve and famish while a feast is free?" I wonder how often I and many of us miss out on the richness of God's offerings for us. Are you making the most of prayer? Are you making the most of God's word? Are you making the most of spiritual disciplines? It's all free, folks. We just need to open our eyes. God is amazing. He supplies what we need. These last few days that Penny and I took away, or last weekend, for our wedding anniversary, we spent most of our time outdoors walking in gardens, National Trust places, that kind of thing, walking in, doing country footpaths, some circular walks and up and down hills and through the fields and the woods, and the glorious riches of God's creation were all around us day after day after day. Birds, trees, shrubs, beautiful flowers and some strange ones, a couple of interesting photographs on the newsletter there. And then the insects, the cloud formations, the butterflies, the wildlife of all kinds. Open your eyes. God is amazing. So whether you've got blackberries to pick or not, I pray this week you find plenty of opportunity to make the most of what God has provided by his grace, by his love, and by the power of his Spirit, so that we can have our eyes opened to see that God truly is amazing. And on those lines, I'd really be interested to know, what helps you to remember that God is amazing, to be refreshed, to be stimulated, to have a sense of awe and wonder over what God has done? What helps you to notice the fact that God is amazing? I'd love to know. So drop me a line. Now, what's been going on this week in my recordings? The Quiet Time Coaching this week is called Father God as Rescuer. This is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 103. And we're looking at the topic of God as Rescuer. And I'm preaching on that this Sunday. So if you've got ideas about God as Rescuer, I'd love to know between now and Sunday. I'm doing a sermon discussion for the Watford Church of Christ on Sunday on the topic of God as Rescuer from Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. So if you've got any ideas, let me know. But that's about God as a rescuer, Father God as a rescuer. The Tuesday teaching tip this week, number 171, is why hard learning makes for better lessons. It's really an interesting thought that learning really sticks when we learn hard and learn slow. There are sometimes good reasons to skim and try and find information quickly, but if we want it to stick, hard learning is very helpful. So there's some thoughts there for us as preachers and teachers. And the Sunday sample is episode 98, Heaven is the Homeland of Music. And I share a few thoughts on Revelation chapter 5 on how can we bring the heavenly music, how can we open a window into the heavenly music for our own times of corporate worship together when we worship with our friends. Watford, we're back at the school this Sunday, and I'm speaking on Galatians 1, like I said earlier. And for Thames Valley, this Sunday I'm having an interesting meeting with some leaders and other members of the church to talk about how to dialogue how my role might shift, because I think it is time for it to shift a bit to more training, coaching, mentoring in Thames Valley, rather more than the doing of things there, but to train more. So we're going to have a discussion about that and pray that we get God's insight for that, that we hear the voice of God, that we see what he's up to and connect with that and then cooperate with what he's doing. So that would be also my main prayer request, is that that meeting gives us, and gives me especially, the clarity to know what I should be focusing on, what's needed most for the weeks and the months ahead. Nothing stays the same forever, so that's okay. God's dynamic, moving. And that's rather good to see that. But sometimes change can be a bit uncomfortable, so pray that goes well. And I don't get anxious, but we do get clarity on what's most needed right now. That would be really, really helpful. If you've got prayer requests, do let me know. I do pray for people. I have a prayer list which I maintain and tick off when prayers are answered, which is rather nice. So if you've got a prayer request, email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Or you could leave a comment on one of the Facebook pages or the Twitter feed or even the website. And if you have a friend who might like these materials, do pass the link to the website on. Ask them to sign up. If they sign up at the website, as you probably know, they'll get this newsletter and my free ebook on the spiritual disciplines. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks a lot for being with me. Let's open our eyes. Open our eyes, for God is amazing. Until the next time, take care and God bless.